Today, our people can see that we're faced with a government conspiracy. This government has failed us. The senators who are filibustering concerning your and my rights, that's the government. Don't say it, Southern senators. This is the government. This is a government filibuster. It's not a segregationist filibuster. It's a government filibuster. Any kind of activity that takes place on the floor of the Congress.
Yeah, baby. True Colors back. What's going on? It's your boy DUB with his homie Cobb, courtesy of City J Blog Talk Radio. What up, Cobb?
What's up with it, man?
Man, ain't nothing, man. Ain't nothing, man. How you been?
Man, I've been chilling, man. Just seeing the world at its demise every day, every week, every hour. Seem like things going downhill, man.
Yeah, everybody got a gun now, seem like. I'm looking at the news. It's like everybody getting divided. You know what I'm saying? Slowly but surely, you know what I'm saying? One side because people fed up, and the one side acting because they tired of acting. You know? Like I'm saying, man, it's just... And the thing is, I understand why black people mad, but I can't understand for nothing why the white people so mad.
Yeah, I don't understand it either, man. It seems like with the whole cop thing too, man, it's just like they trying to make you pick a side. And you know, we've always been really anti-police because we know the brutality they caused on our community.
And the origin.
Now, you know, to the past, yeah, the origin of it, the slave patrol. So,
yeah.
You know, it just seems like, I don't pick a side thing, you know, a majority of black people, like, we're not exactly, you know, against police, but we understand, like, some police are bad, you know what I'm saying? And,
yeah, man, we didn't.
Like they're bad. They can be perceived bad in every other situation except for when it comes to killing black people.
Exactly. It's like, we didn't draw this line. They did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They drew this line in the 1600s down there. They drew this line in, you know. It's them against us. And they supposed to be, you know, they lie and say they supposed to be keeping the peace. But, you know, they don't do that. They dive on you and expect you to just turn into a sheet of paper and just fall down. Now, understanding that we men and women, and they use excessive force knowing that they're going to get away with it. You know what I'm saying? We have to learn to stick together just like they do. You know what I'm saying? Like when them two cops, say it's two cops, you got a black cop and you got a white cop. They might, when they off duty, they might not even hate. They might hate each other. They might not talk to each other. But when they on duty, they got each other back, man. They look out for each other. That's what we got to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't know the black dude or something, you know, of course I'm not going to be his best. But if I see an injustice, we got to do more than pull out a video camera. We got to try to save his life. Videotaping him getting killed ain't saving his life. You know what I'm saying? Put your phone down. I know you want evidence. That's cool. But as you can see, the evidence ain't working no way. So they have to understand that if you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. That's just my solution. But anyway, we're getting off topic, man. Let's get into this little sports, you know, stuff real quick. It's related to the topic, but we're trying to stick to the original format. But they had a WNBA game. What was the team? The Minnesota Lynx?
Minnesota Lynx.
Okay, so what was going on? The girls wore some T-shirts, the players?
Yeah, the players wore T-shirts. It wasn't nothing too, you know, in my opinion. You know, it came from both sides. It was like, you know, I can't remember it verbatim, but it was pretty much just saying, you know, they want to stop police violence, but at the same time, we need to look in the mirror and change things ourselves. And the cops that were supposed to be securing the game actually was upset and left. So for that game, they had no security. And, you know, a couple of the players spoke and was, you know, kind of just telling their stories about when they were younger and some of the cop run-ins they had. And, you know, I really didn't see that big of a deal in it. You know, they wore shirts. The shirts wasn't one side. It was kind of addressing both sides' issues. You know, you can't tell anybody not to talk about a personal story that they had involving cops. You know, so, I mean, I didn't see anything wrong with it, but, of course, you know, the police took it took offense with it and, you know, left the game.
Yeah, yeah. But my thing is that those cops get reprimanded for walking off on their job. Because if those WNBA players said they really got tired of police officers and they walked out on their job, best believe them ladies would have got fined and fired or who knows what, maybe even probation, and tried to say they started a riot or something because there wasn't no game to be played. Because you know them girls would have got punished because I'm pretty sure most of them sisters anyway. So you know they would have got punished. So if don't let it happen to these police officers for walking out on their job, and their job is way more serious and crucial than a damn basketball game. So anybody could have walked in there and started shooting anybody unprotected. You left kids, women, and children, even white kids, women, and children, unprotected, you know what I'm saying, because of a T-shirt. That's the people that we're dealing with. Now, if those cops wasn't dealt with in a responsible way, then players shouldn't be dealt with from walking out on their job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how you fix that, you know. They picked the right ones
I don't think they're going to be reprimanded. From what I was listening to, a lot of it was, you know what I'm saying, like a lot of the security at those games are off patrol. So they're not actually, like, on the clock, but they volunteer to, you know, secure the game. Now, in my opinion, I think they should still be reprimanded regardless if you volunteer, you know. So you got to do what you're supposed to do. But, you know, that's the excuse I'm hearing a lot right now, that they wasn't officially on duty. They were off duty and volunteered for the service.
Yeah, man, that's some propaganda mess, man. If it was a bunch of all-black cops, best believe, oh, they would have got suspended for 2 weeks without pay or something, especially if anything would have happened. Let them women walk out and say they not playing until change is met, even if it's WNBA. They gonna be so damn scared that it's gonna affect the college and high school. Like, I'm telling you, man, they so scared of losing that money, man. You can't be scared to lose that money. You can't just say it either. You gotta show these people that you ain't scared to lose this money. These young kids thinking they trying to make it out the hood, though, man. That's the only thing. You can't ask somebody to give up their dream for any reason. You know what I'm saying? It's not fair to them personally, but it's for all of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, these white folks do not give a shit about you on that damn basketball court or that field. Like, they laughing at y'all, man. Like, they are. I was listening to this dude talk. He used to be a work for an owner of an NFL team. He said, you should hear the way these owners talk about these players behind closed doors. Like, the Donald Sterling, that's nothing. Like, these owners, they really think they own and control these men's lives. And some of them do, but they really think that, you know, they got that ego, like they some slave owners. You know what I'm saying? They on top of the world. You know what I'm saying? But if you pull that rug out from under them, they'll understand once they start losing money. That's all they understand, money and violence. That's it. And if black people ain't got no money, then violence, unfortunately, is the last resort, which, once I said, should only be used as defense. But a lot of people is not listening, just like old boy in Baton Rouge just recently. Now, CNN says, we're talking about the Baton Rouge now, CNN says that somebody called the police to a location reporting a crime, and then they showed up, and then somebody jumped out with an AR-15. Now, I talked to some people. I've heard from some residents of Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge is a very small town, so everybody knows pretty much everybody, especially when something go down. It's always somebody talking. So they saying that it was a shootout over something else, and nobody called the cops. They was just responding to gunfire, shots fired at a certain location, and they got caught in crossfire, unfortunately. That's the word on the streets. Now, CNN, of course, they saying that the dude was a terrorist, and they set up police officers, and there was a black cop. One of the cops that got killed was a black cop, Montrell Jackson, a young black cop. He used to be active on social media, saying that, you know, when he take his uniform off, they look at him from the white folks like they hate him. Then when he put it on, black people look like they hate him. It was just, he was going through a lot. Now he did. And that's fucked up. But I'm going to let you get it in, Cobb.
Well, yeah, I kind of heard the same thing. I know the when it was all kind of going down, the whole thing, of course, you know, they tried the whole race-baiting thing and trying to say it was a Black Lives Matter and, you know, they ambushed the police because I actually had someone call me and was saying that they heard there was an ambush, and I was like, you know, that just don't sound right. And I tried to explain to a couple people, man, it's like, you know, a lot of the stuff that they say when it comes to black people, like, it wouldn't fly with no other race. You know, it's like they look at us as we're so inferior through everything else, but when it's something criminal-minded, they give us so much credit that it's ridiculous. Like, stuff that we physically can't even do. Like, we talk about a lot of times when young black men get shot, it's never really like they got shot and went down. It's always he got shot in the arm, and then he kept coming. And then I shot him in the head, and he took the bullet out of his head and gave me this menacing look. And I was so scared, so I had to shoot him 15 more times. A lot of that stuff is just not realistic. But yet, whenever it comes to black people, they seem to look at us like we're some type of creature that can just eat a bullet whenever we're getting shot at. And then that's how they justify it. And it don't make any sense. We don't get a lot of credit on nothing else during the world. But when it comes to violence, then they make us look like we're some dangerous experts and like we the Hulk or something and don't feel pain.
Yeah, man, that's how it is, man, unfortunately, because of that media. Like I said, man, CNN, they talking about, they saying it was an ambush. Of course, all the news, TV, media, owned by white people saying that it's an ambush, but because of social media now, luckily we got streets, dude named Tim Black. I just watched on Facebook, he was giving them a rundown. Come tell me, Baton Rouge is so small, it's like half the size of Fort Worth, bro. You know what I'm saying? We think Fort Worth is little, but Baton Rouge is very small. You know what I'm saying? It's not like New Orleans or something. You know, Baton Rouge is little. Okay, I've been there before, it's little. It's really a college town, you know, LSU. You know what I'm saying? That's really a college town. You just stay, you know, that's the only time white people show up anyway. But anyway, they making these videos. They telling the same story. The streets not lying, man. Black people, I believe the streets over CNN and stuff, man. I just read CNN to see what bull crap they going to say. You know what I'm saying? And then I go to the, you know, to the streets on Twitter and Facebook. And if they pretty much saying the same stuff, which is saying that two dudes was shooting, unfortunately, which is horrible, you know what I'm saying, over some nonsense, some non-police ambush shit. And then the police pulled up because it's a small town. You go hear shots, especially the dude had an AR-15, that shit loud. You go hear that, so they rolled up. And especially if you call the police, man, in Baton Rouge right now, the city's so hot, there's going to be more than three cops show up, I'm guessing. There's going to be at least three cars or two people in it. There's going to be six cops at least. But only three cops rolled up because I guess they was close. And they was shooting, and the dude didn't want to go to jail, you know, so he was in the bang out. And brother man, cop got killed, you know what I'm saying? He, from his little social media, I checked out briefly. He seemed cool. I don't know him, of course. But he seemed, you know, he was young. He was a young black dude, too. In his early 30s, he seemed like a good dude. It was a terrible situation, man. That should have never happened. But now, the media, the way they're doing this with their propaganda, they just switching it up, making us look like we just so military tactical trained now. You know what I'm saying? Like, black people don't call the police to kill them. We don't want that kind of heat on us because they know they're going to kill us in our family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's how I look at it. I mean, it's kind of just been that's how we've always looked at cops. I mean, I don't know why it's not understood. Like, I mean, you know, I know you said put the camera phones down with something going on, but like a lot of the resentment that's going on now is the fact that we do have camera phones as well. And it's like after you keep telling people something, like we've been saying for years, like these cops are doing this and this and this and this. You know, first it was just straight out denial, where it was like, well, they're not doing anything. And then now that we got it on video, then it turns into, well, what did you do? So, you know,
and
that's the thing, man, that we got to start looking at. Like, now the narrative is changing. It's not even becoming anymore about all they're doing it, because now you got the video clearly showing that they're taking, you know, abuse of power when it comes to black men or black women, just black people in general. So now since they can't really rely on that anymore, because you see the videos where a lot of the time it could be prevented in, you know, a different way. Like, I don't even know why they carry tasers anymore. Like, they don't seem to use them a lot, you know. So now the narrative has changed to, well, what did you do to deserve to be killed? And, you know, after the fact, you're already dead. So it ain't like you can explain any situation.
Yeah, man, that's garbage, man. And now they just passed a law to outlaw body cam footage to the public. So if somebody kill you, your family member, and they want the body cam footage, and it's just body cam footage, they probably won't even tell you if he had a body cam on, but if you know his body cam footage from the cop, then you have to take your money and your time to go to Superior Court just to get the body cam footage. And then you can still lose the case just to get the body cam footage. After the fact, I'm sure. You know what I'm saying? So these rules are not set up to help us, which is another problem. You know what I'm saying? Which proves that this government does not give a shit about the people. They only targeting poor people, black and white and brown. They only targeting poor people, black, brown, and even white sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But mostly black and brown, of course. You know, so it's a money thing. You know, they know if you stay in a fancy neighborhood, they know you got money, they know you got connections, they go get right, they go get their act right. You know what I'm saying? They know if you stay in the hood or public housing or Section 8 type areas, middle class, then they know they got a good chance that you just want to go home. So I might kick them in the ass a few times and let out my frustration because I've been arguing with my wife. Take it out on him, and that'll be it. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, you can't treat people like that if all lives matter. You know what I'm saying? They scared to say rich lives matter or only white lives matter. They don't. All lives matter.
Hey, actually, in Dallas today, they had a protest for white lives matter. Actually, it didn't seem very large. But, you know, it was a group of people out there. They had the Texas flag. They had the U.S. flag. And, of course, they had the, what's the other flag? The little racist shit.
Flag.
Yeah, they had the Confederate flag out there flying it as well. So, you know, they're actually going to probably, I figure that'll gain a little bit more traction in the next couple of weeks because no one's really addressing the issues anymore on why our race relations are so bad nowadays.
Yeah, man, if you look on Twitter and stuff, it's like you just check and see who's trending. They control that, too. It's like Arthur Sterling and Philando Castile, they were only trending for a day, and then they pull that shit right off. It's like I know people didn't stop talking about them overnight. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't want you to know about the victims. They've cornered the market for sympathy, you know what I'm saying? And that's to put on the front for the rest of the world, I think. They want to make it look like to the rest of the world to look good in front of the other countries. And they already know that y'all full of shit. Even Jackie Chan came out and said America is the worst. What did he say? I don't want to get it right. Jackie Chan, the actor, he said America has the worst racial. I just read it earlier. America has the worst racial something in the world. You know what I'm saying? So he knows. These people know. You can't hide it.
I mean, I think outside of America, a lot of people know. I mean, you know, the UN has talked to the United States several times about race relations, and they really don't ever seem to affect them. You know, I think it was whoever governs Egypt, he had a statement today talking, well, I think it was a couple of days ago, he sent to Obama and was like, you know,
How can you tell us how to run our country when your cops are? And, you know, when you get to that, then, you know, that's kind of just, that's how it works, man. I mean, you know, we got to stop putting on this front that was so united. I really don't know if I see that much hope in it, but, you know, at the same time, I mean, we got to at least, if we're going to, we got to see exactly what we're going to do. Either we're going to unite or we're going to separate. Now, I've always been for really just separation of it, just because we have so much history of negativity that unless they're going to take some drastic action into fixing it, it's never going to change.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think it's too much. I think, like I said, the only thing they respond to is money, unfortunately, and violence. That's what the country is built on, and that's what it's going down. It's always going to go back to it, to the origin of what started you. It's just like you were born alone, you will die alone. This country, America built itself on money and violence. Like, they know they killed millions of people, African people in the Holocaust. That was Germany, of course, but they know they killed millions of Native Americans. But we still have a Columbus Day. They know they owe black people for slavery, for the Atlantic slave trade, the biggest crime in humanity, the most biggest and profitable crime in humanity, which is why America's so young but has so much money, you know, off the backs of people of color. And they know that pretty much, in my opinion, white people have contributed actually zero to the world except for destruction and chaos. That's it. Like, they have, as far as I'm concerned, without people of color, this world would be in ruins. That's my take on this. The world will be in ruins. No white man has contributed to society to change the world for the better, in my opinion. And if he did come up with something, he used it as a weapon, or some other white folks got to it and used it as a weapon to control the masses or make themselves rich and take away from the people who need their money the most. After they created the money and kept it all for themselves, they made us need it. There's enough natural resources, it's enough food, it's enough animals in this world to satisfy everybody. It's enough vacant homes to shelter the homeless people in America. But they don't give a shit. Like, they don't give a shit. There's so much evidence stacked up against them, and they just continue to ignore it. That's what I'm saying. Like, all they understand is money and violence. And we don't have money, so I'm not promoting violence. I'm just saying, you keep pushing people, and once we learn our enemy, there's only two things that you understand, and one of them we ain't got. The shit in Baton, like, it's going to happen. Like, the shit in Baton Rouge is going to happen. Like, even though I don't think it was an ambush, the streets say it wasn't an ambush, the kids know if he get caught, he ain't got no money to get out of jail. He banging out. You know what I'm saying? What's going to happen when a lot of people wake up more than so? You know what I'm saying? And understand what I'm telling you is right. All they understand, I'm going to keep saying it, I don't care. All they understand and all they respond to is money and violence in that order. You know what
See,
I'm
the
saying?
Problem,
all they care about.
The problem that we're having right now, the situation that we're running into right now is America has tried to prejudge how much abuse one can take. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, they do all these things and they've done it so many times that they kind of predetermine, like, all right, you know, this ain't going to be that big of a blowover. It's just like that man that continuously beats his wife until she gets fed up and kills his ass. So what you're having now is the same thing, to where they predetermine that a lot of this was going to blow over because it had blown over so many times that now you're just starting to see the water boil out of the pot, and it's creating so much tension that it literally becomes you have to pick a side. You know, and me being black and you being black, then, you know, I have to pick a side with my people. Like, that's just the reality of the situation. Like, I can't pick a side with them because they don't see things like we see it. Like, that's just that's it. Like, you know, they continuously operate from a position of structural power, so they don't understand it. To where we operate as, you know, I guess the lower on the totem pole. Like, we see things more clearly because it continues to get done to us. They don't see it at all because, you know, they operate from a position of power from here throughout all around the world. Like, they never try to solve anything. They don't fix, they don't really try to fix anything. And that's the problem that we're running into on a constant basis now in this last month. And I really think it's going to get worse. I don't see anything getting better from the situation.
Yeah, man, I honestly don't either. I mean, I hate to see people get killed, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, all they understand is money and violence. So with that said, people are going to resort to what they've been accustomed to. You know what I'm saying? You can't put people in a corner and expect them to just keep taking it. You put anybody in a corner, they're going to fight their way out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you don't kill somebody you're afraid to kill if you're afraid of the consequences. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can say they're scared, so they kill them. But if you're even more scared of them consequences, you'll shoot them in the leg or something and take them down, at least, but try to savage them.
I mean, we've seen videos of police shooting people in the back when they was running off. You know, so sometimes it's really not fear. It's just you can do what you want. Because you know you won't be reprimanded because you're a cop, but you got a uniform. And once again, like I said, when it comes to shooting a black person, you really don't have to have that much, you know, defense. It's that key word is I was scared, you know. And once they say that, a lot of other white people can relate to being scared of black people because they give us such this crazy image of being like this evil Hulk that once they say that, they can envision their son being scared of a black person or their daughter being scared of a black person. And then, you know, when the shots go off, it kind of is what it is. And that's what we got to get out of.
Yeah, white people are systematically trained to think to associate us with negativity through movies, television, radio, you know what I'm saying? Like, they are socially programmed to associate us with poverty, violence, defenseless animals, you know what I'm saying? And that's not the truth. That's the farthest from the truth. So when you have all that, they start to act like the animals and they don't realize it. You got to look at their side. They don't know they're wrong because that's what they've been programmed to, and they think that we animals, so they got to act like animals. And then we looking crazy. It's like, whoa, we not animals. Why you acting like we animals? You know what I'm saying? That's why we keep talking about peace, and y'all keep acting like the animals. Because they programming the cops. They tried to program us. They programmed us for 400 years. We programmed now.
Yeah.
We stuck on Jesus and all that. They done programming us. So now they programming the other side. You know what I'm saying? Like I told you, when they at target practice and they training, they have posters of African-American men. You know what I'm saying? Like, not white men, African-American men, they shooting at when they training as the villain. So that registers in your psyche. That's just a small example of how they do us. You know what I'm saying? Even the black police officers, they shoot African-American men at training. They don't change it for them either. So they programming us through the police force too. These police officers are nothing but pawns in a bigger game, just like us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they are enemy. But they, you know what I'm saying, that's only a small part of our enemy. They an extension of our enemy, the real enemy. You know what I'm saying? They getting used just like us. And then if you're not woke, if you're not trying to understand and do something about it, then you're part of the problem. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be rich. You don't have to, you know, be white or have a lot of, you know, you don't have to have a lot of resources to try to change. All you need is knowledge. And with everybody having a cell phone in their hand, that's pretty easy to get. You know what I'm saying? Just get off social media for a second, look up some stuff, and you'll see that these people are programmed to treat you like you're nothing. They treat you like a number. You know what I'm saying? Like, get down, shut up. Even our women. You see the way they do our women? You know what I'm saying? Sandra Bland wasn't the first. She ain't the last. You know what I'm saying? They've been doing that. Now they're coming after our sisters.
You know what I'm saying? Even our Latino sisters, they coming after them too. They associate them. It's all the same. So
yeah, they keep throwing out, you know, people that they hated in the past, like the Ali's and the Martin Luther King's and stuff like that. But it's like, yo, y'all hated these people at the top.
Exactly.
Like, you know, so you can't then kill them. And, you know, after we look into it and see all the negative things you've done to them to try to disrupt their cause, now come out and say it, you know, we want to give them a holiday or we love them so much when they die. And it's like, that clearly wasn't the case at the time. And it's not regular people that was just doing this. I mean, these were government entities that were involved in taking down these people and these groups. So,
exactly.
You know, that's another thing you can't be brainwashed by when a lot of, you know, if they want to come up to you and, you know, talk about Ali and praise Ali. But it's like, you know, just think about it, man. If you was back in that day, them probably be the same people trying to incriminate and throw the man, either throw him in jail or, you know, kill him. Whichever way they could get it. That's
exactly.
Really the type of people that we're dealing with.
They didn't start loving Ali until he got sick and couldn't talk no more.
Yep.
That's it. Now, oh, he's a treasure. Let's take a picture with him. He can't get on the stage and get those speeches like he used to. It pisses off. So let's go ahead and leave him alone. He old now, you know. Yeah, you're the greatest. Yeah, as long as you're quiet, you know. But go ahead, who you got for the song of the week, Cobb? Take us into it.
All right, song of the week is I'm Still Standing. It's from my boy Andrew Williams. You can follow him on Twitter, at Andrew W0789. Once again, song called I'm Still Standing.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Your boy Drew. Here's another one. Yo, I ain't really said much on everything that's going on in this world today, you know what I'm saying? Yo, this wasn't even the one I was about to drop, but sometimes you gotta get the world what they needed here instead of what they wanted here.
You may have thought that
I was down.
In the process of breaking down, yet I'm getting up and standing my ground. You may have thought I was defeated. If that was your goal, it's uncompleted. Through the trials and tests, I know I succeeded. You may be thinking there was no way that I could rise above it all. My Lord will make way. The world that I live in no longer understands.
Understand,
gotta keep pushing forward, that's why I'm still standing.
Dallas, Kentucky, Missouri, down in Cleveland. People losing faith, our children nothing to believe in. That madhouse, that slaughter, heart raising the son of daughter in the world trying to survive through hell and high water.
Still I stand
facing oppression and true calamity. Hands on my cross while I'm praying for your family.
It's hard
in the jungle, in the field when they're roaming. While I'm thankful for my sight to spot a wolf in sheep's clothing. Broke a relation, promises from my nation causes all aggravation and accept no obligation. If you look at what happened, it all took place in a week. They don't expect us to speak, leaving us humble and weak. Instead of looking at color, what people need to discover is you feel pain like I do and you bleed red like another. See a storm is on its way and we can stand against the weather, but we're stronger in the group if we all standing together.
I thought that I was down in the process of breaking down, yet I'm getting up and standing my ground. You may have thought I was defeated. If that was your goal, it's uncompleted. Through the trials and tests, I know I succeeded. You may be thinking there was no way that I could rise above it all. My Lord will make way.
My Lord will make way.
The world that I live in no longer understands.
Gotta
keep pushing forward, that's why I'm still standing.
Fingers in the lace, on my knees, steady praying, looking for answers. The government is delaying, like the one in Minnesota, poor because of tail light. I shot in front of his daughter, no longer sleep good at night. Like the one in Louisiana, kind of a different setting. Shot 5 to 8 times, not even carrying a weapon. Down in Cleveland, 12-year-old Tamir Rice playing with a pellet gun when a cop he took his life. Not saying all cops are bad, not saying all cops are good. Maybe they are misjudged, maybe we misunderstood. Put our faith in a gun, and then we'll turn out the sun that was sent down for us.
and sacrifice off of none. Instead of hating each other, the only thing to discover is that our brothers get answered with no exception of color. If we open our eyes and try to fight as a team, through the bloodshed and tears, take it to the extreme, then the world as we know it, we are surely redeemed. If we talk to our kids, life no longer a dream. There's a storm on the way and we can stand against the weather, but we stronger in the group if we all stand it together. That's real.
I mean, that's just how I feel about it all, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's supposed to be the land of the free, but it's looking like the home of the brave every day. And it's got to stop somewhere.
His biggest power is probably deception, getting you to believe.
You may have thought that I was down in the process of breaking down, yet I'm getting up and standing my ground. You may have thought I was defeated. If that was your goal, it's been completed. Through the trials and tests, I know I succeeded. You may be thinking there was no way,
no way, no way, no way,
no way, that I could rise above it all. My Lord will make way. The world that I live in no longer understands it. Gotta keep pushing forward, that's why I'm still standing.
That was Andrew Williams. I'm still standing. Hit him up on Twitter at AndrewW0789.
All right. We're going to get right into the topic for today. You know, pretty much the same topic. This is going to be for a while, race relations in America. And how do you think we can fix these race relations in America? Because they're in red right now. So, Kyle, what you got?
Well, you know, the reason why we have race relations, bad race relations in America right now is the same reason it always been. Because somehow, some way, like, white people just refuse to listen to how much the past and the present going on in different situations affect you when you're black. You know, we all know everybody goes through their own personal struggles, you know, financially and other ways. But, you know, at the same time, it's like no matter what we tell them that's going on, they never believe it. But, you know, they talk about the ghettos and everything like that. Like, the ghettos was created by the government. You know, the wealth disparity, they always want to say they want to fix it, yet they're willing to give up nothing. So, you know, you can't control all the wealth and say you want to fix the disparity, yet don't give up anything. So, you know, that's a lot of the problems that we seem to be having. It's like they don't relate with any. They have no empathy towards any of our struggle, whether it's backed by facts, you know, whether it's backed by speculation or just human nature of the situation. You know, if I have a family, which I do, and if I'm doing something, and, you know, my wife tells me it's wrong. My son tells me it's wrong. My grandmother tells me it's wrong. My mom tells me it's wrong. At some point, you got to look in the mirror and say, okay, maybe I'm doing something wrong. But, you know, once we continue to tell them, it went from first, like, no, they don't believe it, to then they find out you're telling the truth. Then they kind of just look at you like, how are you going to fix it? You got to pick yourself up by your bootstraps and just keep it pushing. And they don't understand the mental toll that it takes on us every week, every day of our lives to continue to have this much going against us.
Right. And another thing is they don't seem to actually care. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't make a person care. That's the thing. You know, you could give them all the facts. You can show them how bad it is. You can show them the stress charts and all that. But if they genuinely just don't give a shit, then you got to hit them where it hurts, in their pocket, or take them out. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you said is 100% true. You know what I'm saying? They don't know, because they not, most of them not in that position of emotional distress that we in. You know what I'm saying? That's why the black people are just getting fed up. It's like, we been fed up. And then you keep, nothing's changing, like, at all. We got a black president who ran his campaign on change, and nothing's changing. You know what I'm saying? Things have gotten worse for some people, actually. of color, a lot of people of color. And that was a huge letdown. You know what I'm saying? Now we got these politicians who are obviously couldn't run a business, but now they about to run the country, spitting in our face every chance they get, lying and being proven to be liars, but they still winning. That's a slap in the face with our politics. You keep slapping us in the face because you don't think we're interested in this stuff. And the reason why we're not interested or we don't like it because you keep slapping it in our face. It's like these people get away with crimes every single day, and you throw us in jail for stealing candy bars. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the America that we live in. It's like it's two different Americas, you know? Like, everything changes if you have money. But if you're poor, like I said, if you're black, white, or brown, if you're poor, you're going to lose. You know what I'm saying? It's not even about color. The only color they care about is green. You know what I'm saying? Like, if black people were rich, then, of course, she would be on the other foot. They'd come after white folks or somebody else. It's not about black and white. It's about green with these people. As I always see, they get away with bullying people because they know that we don't have the guns. I'm not talking about actual guns. I'm talking about guns such as major corporations, even big charities owned by nothing but black people. We have no leverage. You know what I'm saying? So they keep fucking us over. We don't vote because they don't give a fuck about us.
That's the thing that I think, like, white America failed to realize, too. It's like a lot of the companies that have so much wealth now, it's not like someone just started that within, you know, a couple years ago. You know, you might get one or two that hit here and there, but a lot of their financial gains go back to slavery, where we wasn't able, to accumulate any wealth, where we wasn't able to read, all this stuff. And then that's the thing, it's so much common sense involved when you're just talking about the human aspect of the situation. Look, man, I've been holding you down for so long, for 400 or 500 years, and now when we finally try to let you operate in a system that I created when you were deemed not even human, you should succeed in that system. Like, that don't make any sense.
Exactly.
It's just common sense. And and when you break it down to them like that and they still deny, it's kind of like, you know, you get tired of even talking to them.
Hey, they don't want you to back to the slavery thing when you couldn't read or write. Like, I was watching Roots, and when old girl Kizzy got caught about reading and writing, they sold her. Like, it was like a five. I was reading this book, man. I was reading this slavery stuff, man, which is way more horrible than what they let it out to be. If you knew how to read and write and you was a slave, it was a 95-97% chance that you would kill. They would kill you, man. They would kill you. They wouldn't sell you or nothing like that. They would flat out kill you. Because that's something that you could teach to everybody. They didn't want you to know that. Like, the only people that could read was, of course, the little preachers. And they controlled it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Them are the only people that could read. And if they got caught trying to teach somebody to read, they would kill them and let somebody else do the preaching. And then they'd be so scared to teach somebody how to read, they'd be like, "Nah, this is my book, my little Bible they gave me. And I'm going to tell you what they want. They want you to shut up and pick cotton. That's what God wants." Like, no. Like, if you
do it's not like they let them read the entire Bible either. They,
yeah, exactly.
They made sure they taught them exactly what they wanted to hear out of the Bible to keep people in mental chains in their head and shackles where they it was harder for them to break the bondage.
Exactly. They ripped the pages of Exodus out because they didn't want to know about Moses freeing those slaves. They didn't want to put that idea in their head. You know, they did all that, man. Like, they tell you a piece of the story. They don't tell you the whole thing to let you know how evil they are. Like, see, black people think that white people are bad, but they don't know how deep it goes. Like, they don't know how evil these people are. I do. That's why I can't stand them like I do. Like, I try not to hate them, but it's impossible. If you know the knowledge, if you know enough, I don't know everything. I'm still learning. But the more you learn, the more upset you get. Because it's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? These people I did so much to my people. I feel responsible. I feel a responsibility to try to shed some light on this situation so people can understand our enemy. Like, this is every situation that we're going through today is deeper than what it seems. Like, it's not about black and white. It's about green. The people with the real green are programming these badges to hate black for the most part through their training, and they're throwing people in the environments that they don't understand. They're manipulating them by backing them up on negativity because they got the money and we have none. And it's an ongoing cycle, man. It's just ridiculous. Like, slaves didn't have, we still slaves. Like, slaves didn't, it's the same thing back then. You can kill a slave back then. You can kill others. It's the same difference.
The problem that's going on now, and, you know, I'm going to use the analogy, like, if I had a family member that had a kid, and that family member didn't give the kid the proper environment to grow, and you could probably tell, but then when that kid is about 4 or 5, you can be like, well, that's a great chance that kid's going to jail. Okay? They have another kid. He's doing the same thing. They're going to come out the same. So what you're having is, like, this nation was birthed on corruption, was birthed on hate, birthed on violence. You know, the systems that was put in place were made to hold us down. So no matter really what cops you put into that situation, like, you're going to have a lot of the same effects. Because the system that's in place only makes them really one way. You know, it gives them a slant on reality, and that reality was caused, once again, by the government. You know, so I watched Obama on ESPN, his little town hall, and nobody really touched on it. I mean, a lot of the stuff he was saying was so cliche, I ended up fast-forwarding like the last 15, 20 minutes of it, because he wasn't talking about nothing. You won't be able to fix race relations in America until you address America's past. Like, that's the only way it's going to work. Because right now, you know, they look like black people. You know, we also need to look more other things besides slavery. Yes, a lot of our hate and hostility comes from slavery, but we need to also remember, like, the Tuskegee experiments. You know, the FHA discrimination. Like, it's a lot more things that happen besides just slavery to where you can actually try to talk to a white person about everything that happened. And if you state those facts out and they can look those facts up and they still don't see an issue, then after that, it's kind of just like, fuck it. And I think that's the point that you're getting to now. Like, the internet is huge. You can look up information whenever you need to. You're getting a bunch of black people now that's starting to see this information. You've seen a black man get into office, not address any of these issues. That causes more hostility, more anger. And once the hope is gone of having a black president, and even the highest, supposedly, in the land won't address your issues when it's well documented, then that's where you start getting the environment that we're living in right now.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. What you're saying is it all has an origin. This just didn't happen in the last 50 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, this has been happening for hundreds of years. You know what I'm saying? I honestly think that they planned it. You know what I'm saying? I honestly think that they sat down hundreds of years ago, our forefathers, and wrote this down and passed it on from generation to generation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't put nothing past this U.S. government. That's how the rich stay rich. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, once you just realize, man, like, I mean, you have to think of everything we did for them when we was back in bondage, when we was back in slavery. Like, the life they led was so easy. And then just to have that stripped of them to where you literally got to start working when you didn't have to really do anything. Like, it wasn't in the plan for them to let us go. So the system that was created was for us to struggle and to continue having to work for them by any means necessary. And that's the same thing that's going on now. I mean, a lot of the things that we work for, and we want to establish our own wealth for our family and our family's family, we can't do anything unless we go through them.
They don't
understand that. That's another thing. Like, they don't see the wealth disparity. Like, they'll say, you know, when it comes to presidential elections and everything like that, but at the end of the day, I mean, when you're Caucasian, like, the wealth that you have on your side is enormous compared to what we have. We have virtually none. So, you know, and that's just something, man, that I really wish, if they wanted to stop a lot of this racial stuff going on, to have a real conversation about it, you know, because when you put it in that context and you got the facts on your side, then, you know, you can clearly see that the frustration of black people is really not with the current Caucasians in the society, besides the fact that they don't want to hear the truth. But our beef really goes to the system itself and how it was set up to make us fail.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it starts from ground zero, man. You gotta actually sit down on TV, you know what I'm saying? So you won't have nothing to hide, and actually they're not that slavery is the reason, because then once you admit to something, you're gonna have to do something about it. So that's like saying, well, yeah, this stuff started because, you know, we took you out your natural environment and forced you to build for us for hundreds of years, and we gave you virtually nothing. So what do you do after that? So what's the natural question? So now you go give us some, you know what I'm saying? Like, now you go, well, since you admitting the problem, now you go fix the problem. They don't want to, that's the part of the discussion that they don't want to get about. They'll make all of the movies and TV shows in the world, which is whitewashed anyway, they'll make those, they'll show you that side, but they not go talk about the other side. Like I said, they only talk about what they want to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Like, even as the new rules came out, white people were protesting. It made slave owners look bad. It made white people look bad in roots. Like, are you serious? You know what I'm
saying?
Sir,
what is it supposed? It was bad.
Yeah, like, that's what they was actually, they had a legitimate, white people legitimately saying this. It's like, roots are making white people look bad. It's like, come on, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? They refuse to acknowledge they don't understand how long 500 years is. It's like, they want you to get over that. It's like, they have been raping us, killing us, brainwashing us, which is worst of all. They've been brainwashing us for hundreds of years. They took us away from our religion. They took us away from our language. They took us away from our people. They took us away from our wealth. Africa's the wealthiest continent in the world. They took us from that shit. They took they took all the gold out of Africa. Not all of it, but most of it. The ivory. So much natural resources that they just sucked out the motherland that they don't talk about. I'm telling you now, like, people are, and they made you afraid of Africa. It's like every movie you see, like, you've never seen a romantic movie, a love story based in Africa with even just African-American people who just so happen to be in Africa. They don't make movies like that. They don't go to Africa. Hollywood doesn't green light movies to be made in Africa, the most beautiful place in the world. Like, people think Africa is so hot.
Like you always say, you know, it's always about the money, and the reason why they don't do that is because the numbers come back that they cannot sell black leads all around the world. So that's why they don't. When you put like an Angelina Jolie in the movie, you know, you can sell it to a majority of the world that's white, and they'll buy it because, you know, she's white and they love her. But if you put a black woman there, then you got a majority of the world to where that movie won't be able to be sold overseas, and they don't want to put the money, the resources into a project that they cannot sell overseas.
Okay, but what about the black filmmakers? Okay, why don't Tyler Perry make a movie like that? Why don't Oprah do that? Like, nobody wants to even tell, like, they're not going to go broke if they lose some money making a film in Africa. Like, nobody wants to, nobody promotes really going back to Africa just for a visit. I'm not saying never come back. I'm just saying, like, that's my dream vacation. Like, I would, that's the first place that I want to go. You know what I'm saying? Just to see for myself, because I don't believe nothing they say anymore. Like, every movie that you see is a negative image of Africa. Like, come on, man. Like, it can't be. Like, it's horrible. Everybody who's been to Africa about Africa. It's,
I mean,
like,
but that's
yeah.
You know, once again, though, you know, in my opinion, when you get black people in those type of positions, and when they get that much money, they didn't get there by being black. You know, they got there by acknowledging that they are not willing to fight for black people. You know, once they can trust you that you're gonna be a good little nigga and not start nothing, when we give you this money, and, you know, with your influence that you gain, you know, you don't cause no ruckus, then that's the only way you make it. I mean, that's why you see people on TV all the time, you know, whenever a race relations talk is going on. Like, you don't ever see people on there talking like us. It's a simple thing to bring up slavery, you know, the FHA, and, you know, everything else that conditioned us to this society and why we feel that way. But what you get a lot of times is you get the black people on there that we don't recognize, that don't act like anybody that we know, that's already conformed to a system that will congratulate them on not being black.
Yeah, that's by brainwashing. They brainwash you into thinking that everybody needs money. They thinking that everybody, you want to be rich, you want to be this, you want to be that, and this is what you got to do to get it. Like, don't you understand that when they give it, they're going to take it right back? You know what I'm saying? It's like, you don't belong to you no more. You know what I'm saying? Once you sell out, ain't no going back. You know? That's the thing about black people. We have to stop letting these coon motherfuckers back in. You know what I'm saying? We always forgiving them. Like, no. Once you stay over there, you stay over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no coming back. You know what I mean? Like, you see how they did Bill Cosby. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got him talking shit about us. And then once he got proven innocent, now it's like, nah, man. When you was on your high horse, like, I never thought he was a rapist, actually. I knew what they was doing. But he done already talked too much shit about us that we didn't even want to have his back. So now he old now and got money. But it's like, yo, nobody in the next few years will see your show. Your legacy is dead. You know what I'm saying? Everything that you work for is dead. You know what I'm saying? Because you didn't even want to back your own people. You know what I'm saying? If he did that, if he was standing up for us and not putting us down in public, then I'll be promoting his shows or his stand-ups. But anyway, we got to dive into some solutions real quick that everybody can do to try to curb race relations. But, you know, all right, I think to the kids, you know, well, I don't think a lot of kids listen, so I'm talking to the parents. Talk to your kids about it. You know what I'm saying? Starts at home anyway, so talk to your kids about it. Let your kids understand where they really come from. Let your kids know what they're really up against. Get off of Facebook, get off of Twitter, and get to know your enemy. You know what I'm saying? Look up these laws. Look up the black codes. Look up slavery. Look up the slave tactics. Look how they forced religion on us as slaves. Like, look at what they did to us exactly and read about it. Don't just read the headlines. Don't just read the titles. Read in depth and pass that knowledge on to your kids. Then encourage your kids, even if they go to public school, encourage your kids to confront his teachers about it and see what they say. If they say some nonsense, then go up there with your kids, school with them, and talk to your teachers about it and see if they can start teaching some responsible curriculum, you know, nothing crazy, in his school so that he can learn about it. And that other kids can learn about it. Because the more knowledge that you have, you know, the more knowledge that you have, the more dangerous you can be. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's impossible for somebody to learn everything. But at this time and age, and everybody has, we're living in the information age. Like, information is so easy to get.
There's no excuse to be ignorant. You know, ignorance cannot be an excuse anymore. You have to break the cycle of not wanting to learn. Okay? That's my suggestion. What you got, Kyle?
Well, my solution is, you know, us as black people, what we need to do is, like you said, a lot is research how deep it goes, you know, see a lot of the programs they implemented, see a lot of the tactics they did to disrupt black movements. Also, you know, something that I try to do myself is, like, I don't have a problem with, you know, explaining to a Caucasian my position on race, but at the end of the day, like, I'm not going to argue with you. And I'm actually not
right.
even trying to flip your decision. I come with facts. I'll state the facts to them. If you don't understand human nature, then fuck you. You know, at the end of the day, like, I'm here to try to educate my people, here to try to help my people. And I really just want us to continue to educate ourselves, understand who your enemy is, and operate, you know, with self-knowledge.
Exactly. And with that, we go sign out today. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all our followers. Follow us on True Colors Podcast on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Follow us at True Colors Podcast on Twitter. Shout out to Fetty J, Dust Spot Radio, Blog Talk Radio. And we out.
Yeah.